2012 will go down as an annus horribilis for most fruit growers in Michigan. Apples, cherries, pears, they were all hit hard by that big March warm-up we had, then the spring frost, and then that hot, dry summer. But if you're a wine producer in Michigan, you might be feeling a little happier about the weather we've had this year. Eddie O'Keefe is the president of Chateau Grand Traverse Wines on Old Mission Peninsula. Eddie, what has the challenging weather meant for Michigan's wineries?
Well, I tell you, it was a lot of nail-biting early in the spring with the crazy warm temperatures, and then to follow it up literally from 90 degrees to 3 feet of snow on the ground a few days later. Sometimes what might be our detriment is sometimes our benefit. And in this particular case this year, because where we grow our grapes is in very well-draining soil. It's very sandy, gravelly. We didn't really have much in the way of standing water in our vineyards after it warmed up and froze. And so therefore, there was nothing to freeze. And so our vines were pretty much in good shape. And then as we approached springtime, there was a lot of nail biting again, because it could have at any time all the way through almost the end of May, it could have frozen or frosted.
And we
just never quite got there. So we eked it out and made it through spring without really any issues.
And then the summer with the hot, dry weather, is that better for you than rainy weather?
Well, yes and no. Hot, dry weather, that develops the sugar in the grapes, but if it goes for an extended period of time, the grapes will eventually just shut down. They will do nothing. When you get temperatures above 90, the vines just kind of go into a survival mode. So really below 90, ample rain and so forth is what we need. Luckily, we got some decent rain early in the year, and that's held us on fairly well. But now we are getting to the point where we really could use rain. So we didn't have any frost damage. We made it through the summer so-called drought, but really some rain at this point would be very helpful.
Now, Eddie, you said the sugars kind of increase in the grapes. Does that mean that the wine you're going to be able to make from those grapes is actually maybe a little bit better?
Well, there's never an easy answer in winemaking. And to give you an idea, warm weather develops sugar, and cooler weather or cooler evenings maintain the acidity of the fruit. And just to give you an idea, if you bite into an unripe apple, that's acidity. If you bite into an overripe apple, that's sugar. So you want to find it right at that midpoint. And the warm weather develops sugar. The cool weather pretty much maintains the acidity. And that's kind of where we're trying to find the balance.
And keeping your fingers crossed. So it kind of sounds like you're saying, yeah, it's been a good year, but you don't want to jinx it.
Yes, I don't want to jinx it. If I were just to give a blanket statement, I think this is going to be an excellent year. Especially for red wines and richer wines such as Chardonnay, and the warm weather will give wines with a lot of body. With regard to the traditional wines that we produce, such as Riesling and things like that, it will be a very good year for late harvest and sweeter style wines. The crisper, lighter style wines might not be the best this year. I'm certainly not saying they're going to be bad, but they're not going to be at their optimum.
Eddie, I got to ask you, because I know a lot of friends, I know a lot of people who really do love wines. How did you come to be the president of a winery? Where did this all begin for you?
My father, who's a very entrepreneurial, spirited guy, who's been everything from a gym teacher to an insurance salesman to a FBI agent to a Green Beret Army paratrooper, decided he wanted to go in the wine business back in the early 70s. and decided on northern Michigan, where he thought grapes would grow. And to make a long story short, most experts in the universities and everybody said, you cannot grow grapes in northern Michigan. And lo and behold, that's what an entrepreneur needs to hear, that you can't do something. So he started a winery where none existed. And today, in Traverse City area, there's nearly 30 wineries up here. But anyways, I had to follow my father up here, and I went away to college like anybody else and worked in some other areas, but I came back here and started at the winery back in 1985, and we were a very, very small winery at that point, probably about 4,000 cases, 5,000 cases of production, and it's just the idea of you work with it, keep growing year after year incrementally, and this year we're probably anticipated to produce about 110,000 cases of product.
Which one are you most excited about, Eddie, of your wine?
Well, some of the red wines from 2011 have yet to be bottled. And they are going to be excellent. And as far as from the wines this year, we have a Gamay, which is a red wine variety, which is a French red, which will be excellent. And, of course, always look for the late harvest Riesling. It should be one of the best years ever.
Love Riesling. I love hearing you say that. Eddie O'Keefe, much success, and thank you so much for sharing some insight into the wine industry here in our state at Chateau Grand Travis, right there on the beautiful Old Mission Peninsula. Thanks so much, Eddie.
Thank you.